بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, my very dear friend Anil sent me something very beautiful which I want to use as the basis of today's khatira. He said, if something worries you, don't tell anyone. Prostrate yourself, go into sujood and say whatever comes to your mind. Prostrate, sujood, sajda. Say everything you are afraid of. Ya Rab, I am afraid that this and that will happen to me. Ya Rab, I want this and that. I don't know what is better for me. Say all that without hesitation and without rhyming the Arabic language. In any language and words, say it all. Do not get up from prostration until you have said everything that is on your mind. I swear by Allah, you will live a completely different life. Allah says that if you are like this, I will be with you. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. May Allah bless my dear friend for sending me this beautiful thing. Alhamdulillah. The point I want to make for you and myself, more than you, is that the whole issue of tawakkul, which is the cure for all our anxieties, the cure for anxiety is tawakkul, is complete and total reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is based on Tawakkul is based on understanding one simple thing deep in our minds and our hearts. And that is that whatever is going to happen, the outcome has already been decided. The outcome has already been decided. The outcome is in the hands of the one who loves me more than anyone and anything else, and who is in complete and total control of everything that I know and everything that I do not know. This is the essence of tawakkul. Tawakkul is to realize and understand that whatever is going to happen to me has already been written. And this was written by the one who loves me more than my mother would love me, and who is completely and totally in control and is able to do anything at all, everything that I can imagine and everything that I cannot imagine. And he is the one and the only one who knows the future, who knows what is going to happen. So he is the only one who knows what is good and what is not good. Now this is such a liberating and such a wonderful thought and feeling that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with this tawakkul. Because this is the only cure, this is the surest cure for all anxiety. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance, truly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is itminanul qalb, is peace of mind, is peace of the heart. Now, reflection and remembrance is not just a matter of repeating the asma and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dhikr and simply saying subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, all of that is good. But reflection and introspection and remembrance means to remind ourselves of these things again and again. That Allah is the one in control. I am not in control, number one. Number two, what's going to happen is already decided. Allah knows that. And what Allah decided for me is the best. There is nothing that I could have done or I could have decided which would be better than what Allah decided. Because Allah loves me and because Allah knows the future and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to make it happen. Right? I'm sorry for the repetition, but this is for myself. So very important for us to keep on reminding ourselves again and again and again about this. This is the whole issue of istithar al ilm, of feeling and knowing this, in knowing this thing in our heart.
You know, the thing is, we have gotten used to using words without truly understanding them. For example, if you say, I know something, what you really mean is that you have memorized it, that you remember it, that it is there in your memory. That's not knowing. That is not knowing. Knowing that a lion is dangerous is, anyone who knows a lion knows that. Knowing is to be in that situation where your life is hanging from a thread and the lion is right in front of you. That is the kind of feeling which, you know, in the pit of your belly, there's this fear which is going to make your heart stop, which is going to release your sphincter, which is going to make things very tough and difficult for you, right? You might dry, you might just drop dead even before the lion touches you. That is the meaning of knowing. I always give this example. I say if a person is walking, going on his morning walk, and say he's walking down this seaside, along this beach, seaside road, and on one side is the sea, and on the other side are these massive villas, big walls, big gates. And on every villa there's a sign which says, beware of dog. Beware of dog. So from the perspective of knowing, you know, one aspect of knowing, the ilm, the knowledge, or the information, the person knows, anyone who reads that sign knows that there is a dog in that house, and they're saying beware of dog because this dog is potentially dangerous. Now tell me, when you read that sign, beware of dog, does it do anything to you? Do you feel anything in your heart? Do you feel anything in the pit of your belly? Does it make you do anything more differently? Or do you just stop and say, let me not go past this house? Or do you start running? Oh, nothing, right? You see the sign, yeah, sure, beware of dog. And you continue your walk. Now, you come to a villa, where as you come up to the gate, you realize the gate is not locked. Not only is it not locked, but the gate is half open. And as you come to that portion which is half open, there is a massive Rottweiler who has been sitting, and as soon as he sees you, he stands up in ihtiram, out of respect for you, and then he starts proceeding in your direction to make your musafa and your munaqa. He wants to hug you, he wants to shake your hand, he wants to kiss your hand, he wants to kiss your forehead, he wants to acknowledge you as this great sheikh, right? And he starts coming towards you. Now what happens? Tell me, in the context of the knowledge, or what we like to call knowledge, which is basically information, what has changed? Nothing. Because beware of dog. No matter how massive the Rottweiler is, it is still a dog. It's not a lion, it's not a tiger, it's not a leopard, it's a dog. And you already knew that you should beware of this dog, which means that potentially this dog is dangerous, that you should be careful. You knew that. But tell me, what happens to you in that situation, when you are in that situation where you are now facing this dog? And potentially, you are meeting with your Rabb, right? So is this the dog or is this Malakul Maut in this form? What do you do? Is it the same as just reading the sign? Of course not. Now you do something. You either start reciting the kalima, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. I'm going to die, let me die with the kalima on my lips, on my tongue. Or you will take some evasive action. You will start screaming so that maybe the owners of the dog are around and they stop the dog from killing you. Or if you have a weapon, you take the weapon out. Or if you can, or you maybe try to run. I mean, I've never met a person who can outrun a Rottweiler, but anyway. Or you jump into the sea, because maybe the sea may have sharks, but not so close to the shore. Whatever it is, you take action. You take action. Because there is this yaqeen. There's yaqeen that something will happen. Now I'm using this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, the first opening ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Who are the muttaqeen? The people who have iman on al-ghayb. And later on, in the same set of ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. And these are people who have yaqeen on the akhirah. Now al-ghayb, akhirah is al-ghayb. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already mentioned al-akhirah in the form of al-ghayb, and he said, these are people who have iman bil-ghayb, why does he say again yaqeen bil-ghayb? Yaqeen bil-akhirah. Because yaqeen, iman is information. Iman is acceptance of this information, that it is true. But yaqeen is taking that to the level where it produces action, where it produces a change in the person. So when we have tawakkul, the sign of tawakkul is peace of mind. The sign of tawakkul is itminalul qalb. That is what we need to work on. And the way to work on that is to continuously remind ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala bi dhikri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. He said, remembrance is good and beneficial for the believers. So we need to continuously remind ourselves that Allah is in control. Allah is in control. Allah is in control. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Now we see examples of this in our lives every single day. As I'm recording this, I'm on my way to the airport. And shortly I will be on board a plane. And I will be sitting in this plane and I will, inshallah, take a nap. Complete peace of mind that this plane is being piloted and it is being flown by somebody who knows what he is doing. And the plane has been maintained by people who know what they are doing. And this plane, inshallah, is going to land safely. Right? Even the thought doesn't occur. If you just ask somebody, I give this example all the time. I say, ask someone to describe a flight experience. Or to say, for example, what is the most important thing for you when you go on a flight? I bet you, they will tell you everything. They will tell you about the food. They will tell you about the in-flight service. They'll tell you about the check-in. They'll tell you about the rewards program. They will tell you all of this. Not one person will say, it's important for me that the plane should be flown by a pilot who knows what he's doing and that the plane should land safely and I should land safely in my destination. Nobody will say that. Not because it's not important, but because it is so supremely important that you don't even talk about it. Right? It's understood. And that is the point to have this in mind that alhamdulillah, 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 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what he's doing. Allah can do whatever he wants. He has my best interests in mind. He will never do anything which is harmful for me. He will always do something which benefits me. He loves me more than my mother would love me. And therefore, what should I do? Do my best, because this is what Allah told us to do. So we don't just sit around and do nothing. We do our best. Maximum effort, and then complete and total trust, go to sleep. Just peacefully go to sleep. Yeah? See, these bhajis are agreeing with me. Just peacefully go to sleep. Alhamdulillah. Ufawwidhu amri ilallah, inna allaha basirun bil ibad, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Khalas. Right? Make the dua. Any difficulty, Allahumma la sahla illa ma jaltahu sahla. Wa anta tajalul hazna sahlan idha shita sahla ya rabbal alamin. Wallah, nothing is difficult. Nothing is easy except that which you make easy. So make this difficult easy for me. Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in the state of tawakkul, in the state of complete and total itminan, to keep us in the state of peace and sakina, and to help us in ways that we cannot imagine. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَرْزُقُوا مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَهْتَسِبْ. I will provide them the muttaqoon. May Allah make us among the muttaqoon from sources that they cannot imagine. And that is the secret, to understand this and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help continuously. As I mentioned in the beginning, go into sujood and tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your story. Everything, all your fears, everything else, dump them. In the sajda, dump them, and when you get up from the sujood, you are free of all that. Right? Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.